Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be moved with shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercies, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations, the second chapter. How the Lord, in his anger, has set the daughter of Zion under a cloud. He has cast down from heaven to earth the splendor of Israel. He has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up without mercy all the habitations of Jacob. In his wrath, he has broken down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought down to the ground in dishonor the kingdom and its rulers. He has cut down in fierce anger all the might of Israel. He has withdrawn from them his right hand in the face of the enemy. He has burned like a flaming fire in Jacob, consuming all around. He has bent his bow like an enemy, with his right hand set like a foe, and he has killed all who were delightful in our eyes in the tent of the daughter of Zion. He has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord has become like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all its palaces. He has laid in ruins its strongholds, and he has multiplied in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. He has laid waste his booth like a garden, laid in ruins his meeting place. The Lord has made Zion forget festival and Sabbath, and in his fierce indignation has spurned king and priest. The Lord has scorned his altar, disowned his sanctuary. He has delivered into the hands of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They raised a clamor in the house of the Lord, as on the day of festival. The Lord determined to lay in ruins the wall of the daughter of Zion. He stretched out the measuring line. He did not restrain his hand from destroying. He caused rampart and wall to lament. They languished together. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has ruined and broken her bars. Her kings and princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have thrown dust on their heads and put on sackcloth. The young women of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes are spent with weeping. My stomach churns. My bile is poured out to the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because infants and babies faint in the streets of the city. They cry to their mothers, "Where is bread and wine?" as they faint like a wounded man in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom. What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What can I liken to you that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your ruin is vast as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not exposed your iniquity to restore your fortunes. But we have seen for you oracles that are false and misleading. All who pass along the way clap their hands at you. They hiss and wag their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that was called the perfection of beauty, the joy of all the earth? All your enemies rail against you. They hiss, they gnash their teeth, they cry, "We have swallowed her." Ah, this is the day we longed for. Now we have it. We see it. The Lord has done what he purposed. He has carried out his word, which he commanded long ago. He has thrown down without pity. He has made the enemy rejoice over you and exalted the might of your foes. Their heart cried to the Lord, "O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears stream down like a torrent day and night. Give yourself no rest, your eyes no respite. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint for hunger at the head of every street. Look, O Lord, and see, with whom have you dealt thus? Should women eat the fruit of their womb, the children of their tender care? Should priest and prophet be killed in the sanctuary of the Lord? In the dust of the streets lie the young and the old. My young women and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have killed them in the day of your anger, slaughtering without pity. You summoned as if to a festival day my terrors on every side, and on the day of the anger of the Lord, no one escaped or survived. Those whom I held and raised, my enemy destroyed. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke, the 23rd chapter. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. In the book of Hebrews, we're told that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. A fearful thing to fall into his hands. Maybe the author of Hebrews was thinking about the book of Lamentations and the destruction of Jerusalem in 587 BC when he wrote those words. Because Lamentations chapter 2 shows just how fearful God's judgment is by showing just how great the fall of Jerusalem was. Jerusalem, a city that had been called the perfection of beauty and the joy of all the earth. But no more. Those who pass by clap their hands and hiss and wag their heads. Total destruction. A once great and powerful city wiped out. Jeremiah had witnessed the fall of majestic Zion, the city of God. This is what it looks like when the Lord removes his protection. This is what it looks like when he turns from those who have turned from him in unbelief. This is what it looks like when sin catches up with the stubborn and the unrepentant. In a moment, just a moment, everything crumbles. The work of generations gets swept away. And so Jerusalem stands as a warning to us. It calls us to repentance, lest we suffer the same fate. But worst of all, Jeremiah says, worst of all, God had laid in ruins his meeting place. He had scorned his altar. He had disowned his sanctuary. The temple was no more, not one stone left upon another. The temple, the place where God had promised to be for his people, the place where God had promised to hear their prayers, the place where God said that he would meet with them to forgive their sins. It's gone. Where can they turn now? How will they pray? What sacrifice can they offer? It seemed as if God had left once and for all, that he had left without even providing a forwarding address. And instead of the cloud of God's presence covering the temple and hovering in the temple, there now hangs over Jerusalem and the ruins of the temple a cloud of sin, death, and destruction. And Jeremiah wonders, what comfort can I offer? Who can heal you, Jerusalem? For your ruin is as vast as the sea. Who can heal? Not the prophets, not the priests, not the kings. No, they actually sped up the destruction by leading the people further astray. They made the mess. Now who will clean it up? Where to turn? Return to the Lord your God. Look, O Lord, Jeremiah writes, look, O Lord, and see. Have mercy. What other hope do they have? What other hope do we have? What hope is there other than this, that the Lord is merciful? Not just that he shows mercy here and there and once in a while, but rather something more than that. that the Lord is merciful. Mercy is his character. It is his being. It is his very nature. Mercy, in fact, is what the Lord always wanted to show them. It's what he wanted to show them through the temple and through the liturgy and by the sacrifices. Mercy for poor, wretched sinners. And so faith cries out, Lord, have mercy. Lord, we depend entirely on your mercy. Lord, we are nothing without your mercy. Yes, mercy is also what we need. Have we taken for granted his protection and his care? Have we merely gone through the motions without faith, hope, or love? Have we ignored his warnings and dismissed his discipline? But his mercy won't let us keep going in this way. And so sometimes the mercy he shows feels to us like a severe mercy, painful in the moment, but for our eternal benefit, so that we cry out all the more, Lord, have mercy. And the Lord is merciful. He is merciful to Jerusalem, and he is merciful to you. If God was determined to punish sin, how much more will he who is merciful be ready to turn and to show mercy and help to those who seek him out? Out of the ruins he would bring back, he would restore, he would rebuild. First, the earthly city and people and temple. They would come back from exile. Jerusalem would be rebuilt, her walls restored, and another temple made. But that was only a shadow of what God was doing. For God would rebuild, restore, and bring back a heavenly people, a heavenly city, a greater temple. More glorious than Solomon's temple and more glorious than the second temple would be the temple not made with hands, but the temple that was conceived in the Virgin's womb. Greater than the altar that stood in Jerusalem would be the altar not made of stone, but with a cross of wood. There in Jerusalem, Jesus, the sin of Jerusalem and our sin as well, caught up with Jesus. And there in Jesus on the cross, the mercy of God catches up with us. Yes, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, and we see it in his crucified Son. But it is a wonderful thing to fall into the hands of the merciful God. Our Lord Jesus Christ in his body atoned for the sins of the world. He atoned for your sins too. And there he became the place of mercy for all people, a place of mercy that will never be taken away. The cross is the place God promised to be. See the sacrifice appointed. Turn to him and be saved. Offer your prayers in his name. Seek mercy there. For he is the true prophet, the true priest, the true king, who comes with healing in his wings. Lord, have mercy. It is the prayer of the thief on the cross, not in so many words, but when he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. I'm always amazed. While the charge against Jesus is hung over his head, while the people passing by mock him and deride him, the thief on the cross hears something that leads him to believe that Jesus is the King of Israel, that he is entering into his kingdom, a kingdom of mercy and forgiveness. And so he prays, Jesus, remember me. Even as I am being destroyed and brought low, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It's all he had. There was nothing else he could do. But it is the cry that our Lord is waiting for, the cry that he is hoping for, the cry that is music to his ears, the cry that says, you are the merciful one, and you have come to have mercy, and I need it. Lord, have mercy. And so he does. From the cross, he says, today, you will be with me in paradise. Words spoken to that thief, but words of promise to you as well. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy Father, at your Son's invitation we come to his table. Help us to discern in the bread his true body, and in the cup his true blood. Give us, by your holy law, a right judgment of ourselves, that lamenting our sins, we would receive pardon and absolution in this most holy sacrament, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let your saints shout your glory.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten.
And the hope of the poor shall not perish forever.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.